You may be looking forward to ringing in the new year, and if you're having friends over to celebrate, you might be looking for some festive beverages to serve. Wisconsin has a reputation for making and enjoying beer, increasingly good wine, but there are also some fun cocktails for the holiday season that make use of Wisconsin products. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite cocktail with or without alcohol that you'll be serving on New Year's Eve? And have you put a Wisconsin twist on it using one of the growing number of products distilled here in the state? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page where you'll find some recipes. Allison Sherwood is an interactive lifestyle producer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She recently wrote a piece on cocktails with the Wisconsin twist. Allison, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it seems like there's a boom. Cocktails are getting more popular, and we're seeing more and more liquors distilled here in the state. What do you think is it about mixed drinks in particular that are getting people into them, maybe back into them where they didn't used to be?
Yeah, I think there's been a huge push towards craft everything these days, making small batch food, drink, and cocktails kind of go along right with that. The Wisconsin Distillers Guild now has 19 distilleries in it. Back in 2006, Great Lakes Distillery in Milwaukee was the first distillery to open in Wisconsin since Prohibition. So there's definitely been a boom in new craft distilleries opening, and they're very collaborative, working with other beverage producers here. So it's really a fun way to try different products made here.
And so you went out and surveyed different people in the industry to try to get some cocktails. First of all, who did you reach out to get some ideas for these holiday cocktails with a Wisconsin twist?
So I got some cocktails from Twisted Path Distillery in Milwaukee, Wisco Pop, which is actually a craft soda company. They use all natural ingredients. They're sweetened with honey. They collaborate with some other Death's Door Spirits and some other distilleries to create some cocktails. Top Note Tonics is a new craft tonic concentrate maker here in Milwaukee, and they had a great punch recipe. And then also Central Standard Distillery in Milwaukee and Bitter Cube. There's a lot of great recipes and mixologists that are coming up with recipes that combine a lot of these different local companies and making great Wisconsin drinks.
And Allison, as I understand it, you made a wise editorial decision and didn't sample all of these cocktails in the writing of this. Otherwise, you never would hit your deadline, I imagine.
Yeah, that would have made it a little tough.
Well, let's get into some of the recipes that we heard about. A lot of cocktails, you know, a liquor of some sort, a mixer, but mixology, as they call it, gets really fancy. Here's one of the more basic cocktails you feature, though, Milwaukee Mule. I've heard of a Moscow Mule, a favorite for a lot of people. What went into the Milwaukee Mule?
So the Milwaukee Mule is very simple. It's just vodka, Sprecher ginger ale, and fresh lime juice. And that is a really quick and easy, you can use a vodka from a local distillery, use the local Sprecher ginger ale, and you'll have a nice refreshing and simple drink.
And the benefit there is if you're doing something instead of champagne, you with this cocktail at least you still get some of the bubbles.
Exactly.
And the Great Lakes Distillery was one that that gave this to you, right?
Yes. Yep.
Another variation on an old favorite, now I've heard of a dark and stormy. You've got the Wisco White and Stormy. What's that?
Yeah, that's another really simple, straightforward cocktail. It's from Wisco Pop, the craft soda company that I mentioned. And that uses rum from Old Sugar Distillery in Madison, and then ginger soda and a wedge of lime.
We're talking to Allison Sherwood from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about New Year's Eve cocktails. She surveyed different people in the industry, got ideas for cocktails for New Year's Eve that use different Wisconsin products. So soda in some cases, alcohol distilled here in the state in others, sometimes both. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Do you have a New Year's Eve beverage tradition? Do you go with the straightforward champagne, some kind of bubbly alcoholic champagne, or maybe just a sparkling cider? That was a big family one, or sparkling grape juice. Call in with your favorite cocktail that you're planning to serve New Year's Eve, or maybe a Wisconsin product that will be at your table in your New Year's Eve celebration. The number is 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you could post on the Central Time Facebook page where you could find Allison's article. Get some recipes that might inspire some ideas of your own. Well, Allison, we've kept it pretty simple so far. I think we'll start adding more ingredients. The punch bowl comes out sometimes at a celebration like this. Punch bowl is nice because you don't have to keep mixing all night. You wrote about the Top Note Tonic Holiday Punch. So what are the, first of all, what are the Wisconsin ingredients in that one?
So this one uses Top Note Tonic's bitter orange tonic and their ginger beer. And then you've also got Great Lakes Distillery gin and Bitter Cube orange bitters. So we've got several local products in this one. And yes, punch is always great for parties, makes things really easy. You can mix it up ahead of time. This one, this recipe, a great tip that I learned from this, for punch, it's nice to make a giant ice cube to put in the middle instead of having a bunch of ice that's going to melt. So just to do that, you would just fill a medium-sized bowl or a huge ice cube mold with water, and you can even layer in some orange slices, cinnamon sticks, other herbs or spices in there to add some flavor and just make it look really pretty.
Well, that sounds cool. So that'll just slowly melt all night instead of all the little ice cubes melting really fast and watering things down.
Keep it cold without getting too diluted.
Well, before we get back to some of the specialty cocktails you collected, I want to ask, do you have a favorite a mixed drink that you might serve at a gathering of this sort, or hope someone else serves?
Well, champagne is always classic for New Year's Eve. So I'm having a few people over on New Year's Eve, and I plan to do something with champagne. You can keep it really simple and just add a flavored simple syrup to a champagne flute and then fill it with champagne and maybe garnish it with berries or herbs. Right this time of year, I think rosemary or sage look really pretty on a glass.
And champagne, people mix it with different liqueurs sometimes, too. Like there's a champagne and cassis, I think, is one that I've encountered in the past. I thought worked really well, kind of refreshing, mixes up the champagne if you're not into the pure champagne taste. Any ideas for mixes like that?
Well, a really classic champagne cocktail is a cube of sugar, a sugar cube in the bottom of the glass. Then you put some bitters on it and then fill it with champagne. And that kind of adds a little bit of sweetness, but then you also have the bitter taste from the bitters. And I think that's kind of a what you're looking for in any good cocktail is a balance between the different flavors. You want sweet, sour, bitter. So whenever you're coming up with a drink, try to keep those flavors in mind. And then as you taste it, if it's something's a little off, think about that when you're trying to add different elements.
We had an email from Matt and DePeer who told us about a distillery called Yerlo. It's a Hmong distillery in Door County, and they make an alcohol from jasmine rice. I guess the owner's family, Matt says, has been cultivating their own yeast for generations, and he says they make great old fashions. And I noticed, Allison, nobody gave you an old fashioned recipe, but I guess the brandy old fashioned sweet is such a Wisconsin twist to begin with. You don't need to Wisconsin it up at all.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good classic Wisconsin cocktail to have on your menu.
A lot of muddling, though. You have to prepare yourself for some work if you're serving those. Well,
right.
Around the holidays, we've got snow outside. Nice to have a decadent option. And one called the Winter Wonderland Cocktail you gathered. Sounds pretty good. Vodka made in Wisconsin, and there's Wisconsin roasted coffee in this one, too.
Yeah, this is a good example of how different companies will collaborate together. So Central Standard Craft Distillery worked with Anodyne Coffee Roasting in Milwaukee to make this coffee vodka, which is brand new. And they soak the vodka in the coffee beans, and now I guess they're actually even looking to sell those vodka-soaked beans that are left over to a chocolate maker to make some sort of other concoction from it. So different kind of threefold collaboration there. But this Winter Wonderland cocktail sounds delicious. It's got coffee vodka, creme de menthe, Irish cream, and then you garnish it with a mint leaf and top it off with a little bit of cinnamon.
So that sounds good, and the idea of the coffee vodka I get. I don't know if I want to try chocolate with coffee beans soaked in vodka. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds good to me.
You'd go for it.
I don't know. I'd try it.
Let's wrap up with a good one to wrap up with, called the Holiday Goodbye Cocktail. Who gave that one to you?
This comes from Brian Sammons, who's the founder and distiller of Twisted Path Distillery in Milwaukee. And this drink is just beautiful. It's bright red. It's garnished with a sage leaf, so it has this great holiday look to it. It uses Twisted Path white rum, fresh lime juice, simple syrup, Bitter Cubes blackstrap bitters, and then it's also got some blackberries and seltzer water in it. And he said, the blackberry lends a slightly tart note reminiscent of berry pie, while sage adds a subtle, warm, savory note. So it's kind of mirroring the flavors that we're going to have, we had on our Christmas table, or the flavors that we like to eat around this time of year, mirroring those in a drink.
Now, of the craft cocktails you gathered, this one sounds like the craftiest, the most ingredients and the most delicate proportions probably. It sounds like this would be the hardest one to make of the bunch.
Yeah, this one you might want to make if it's just, you know, you and your loved one at home for New Year's. It might be harder to make for a crowd, but it would be impressive. It's very pretty.
All right. Well, Allison, before we let you go, you said you're going to be serving some champagne. What are your food plans on New Year's Eve?
Just appetizers and some sort of cheesecake, I think, for dessert.
That's a great one. I'm a big fan of just a spread of appetizers on New Year's Eve. Don't know what they're going to be yet. Just a nuclear family this time around for me, though. Allison, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Allison Sherwood with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her piece that we've been talking about, it's called Holiday Cocktails with a Wisconsin Twist, is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.